Welcome to the Curious Coach podcast. So buckle up as we travel around and explore the world of coaching. Here's your host and professional coach, Stephen Clements.
Hello, and welcome to this weekly mini episode of the Curious Coach podcast. These weekly mini episodes contain simple curiosity challenges to help you develop your own self-awareness and tune in more to what's happening in the world around you. This week's challenge is again inspired by the fact that I'm continuing to read and learn more about positive psychology. So, as you go about your daily life, become curious about how your own positive emotions change throughout the day. Now, at this stage, you might be asking, what do I mean by positive emotions? Well, positive emotions is the first core element of a model designed by the father of positive psychology, Martin Seligman. His PERMA model contains five elements that Seligman believes are important to helping people reach a life of fulfillment, happiness, and meaning. So, in terms of positive emotions, this is more than simply being happy and smiling all the time, or indulging in a pleasurable and perhaps rewarding bar of chocolate. Instead, it's about the ability to be optimistic, accepting that even though bad things might be happening right now, it won't always be this way. Things will get better. It's about the enjoyment that you derive from the intellectual stimulation and creativity, the type of positivity you get from doing something where it was challenging and you had to find really creative ways to overcome and be successful. To help you out, here are some simple questions that you might want to consider. These have been taken from a paper written by Julie Butler and Margaret Kern, which was published in the International Journal of Wellbeing in 2016. Question 1. In general, how often do you feel joyful? Question 2. In general, how often do you feel positive? And finally, question 3. In general, to what extent do you feel contented? Answer each question by giving yourself a score from 0 to 10, where 0 is not at all and 10 is completely. As you can imagine, the answer to these questions could change depending on what you're doing, how your day went, or indeed how your week has been. So try reflecting on these questions at the end of each day and see whether you notice any relationship between the activities you were doing and the answers you provide. Do you spot any patterns? And if so, what do those patterns tell you? Is there anything you can do differently as a result? As always, simply be curious without being judgmental about yourself or what you're noticing. And as you develop your curiosity and awareness, what other useful questions could you be asking yourself about what you're noticing? Anyway, that's it for this week's challenge. As usual, I'd love to hear how you got on, so please don't hesitate to get in touch by sending me an email to stephen@stephenclements.ie, and that's Stephen with a PH. Full details of this and all other episodes can be found on my website at stephenclements.ie/podcast. Thanks for listening, and until next week, don't forget, stay curious.